Thank you. Welcome everyone to the October 20th, 2021 Board of Forestry virtual special meeting. We are live streaming this on YouTube, and to make sure our viewers online can follow along with today's items, I'll go over some housekeeping tips to keep us on track. Everyone participating or presenting, please silence cell phones and limit background noises. Remember to use the mute feature when you are not speaking and disable your video when not presenting or part of the discussion. For the record, we ask all presenters, public members, and board members to state their name for those listening online. If you experience any technical issues, use the chat function or Zoom to connect with our ODF support team during the meeting. For those joining us online, I'll remember everyone of our general order of operations. Today, there is one decision in front of the board for item one, Senate Bill 762, Wildland Urban Interface Definition. After this item is introduced, I'll invite the presenters to begin. For board members, if you have clarifying questions, please use the raise hand function and I will call on you. Presenters, we will do our best to ask questions one at a time. After a presentation, we'll open the floor for board discussion and additional questions before a motion is made and voting is performed. This rulemaking item, public comment period, is closed, so no live testimony will be available. For item two, we will be joined by the finalists for the state forester position and members of the public for the panel portion of this meeting. I will provide a brief overview of the recruitment process and further instructions at the beginning of this item for the public panel and finalists. Please note this item will be open for anyone who would like to submit written testimony. Please send in your comments by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, October 25th, in order for your testimony to be sent to the board for consideration and included with the meeting record. We ask that any submissions speak to the desired attributes and skills being sought by the board as we discuss these at the July 21st public meeting. To conclude our meeting today, the board will meet in a closed executive session starting at 5 p.m. Pursuant to ORS 192.660(2)(a)(7), the board will be considering the employment of a chief executive officer. Representatives of news media, finalists, and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. This session is otherwise closed to the public as no decisions will be made by the board. We will take a break before the virtual executive session begins and adjourn the public portion of the meeting. With that, any questions so far? To affirm we can meet quorum, I will perform a roll call to confirm board virtual attendance. Carla Chambers.
Here.
Ben Däumling.
Here.
Chandra Ferrari.
Here.
Joe Justice.
Here.
Brenda McComb.
Here.
And myself, Jim Kelly, I'm also here. Okay, moving on to item number one, Senate Bill 762, Wildland Urban Interface Definition. I don't think I have any specific comments on this issue right now, but before we really get rolling, I would like to just make a couple of recognitions. One is that Doug Graff has gotten this new, very important wildfire job for the state of Oregon. And I just wanted to extend our congratulations to Doug. Very impressive. Following that, stepping in to his shoes on an interim basis at minimum is Mike Shaw. So Mike is with us today and I wanted to give congratulations to Mike. Also wanted to mention that I'm not sure everyone is really aware of this, but a person who has been helping us this summer is Bill Hunt, who is retired from ODF and has been, I think, in a real instrumental role helping Nancy through this very, very, very busy time. And I think most of us got to meet Bill as he took a number of us on tours of fires this season. And so I just wanted to express my appreciation to Bill, and having spent a couple of days with him, I now consider him a real friend. So with that, I also understand that Acting State Forester Hirsch has some opening remarks on this item. So Nancy, would you like to start us off today?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jim. Good afternoon. I'm Nancy Hirsch. I'm the Acting State Forester. And I don't know that Bill was observing the meeting today, but I'm sure he'll want to circle back and observe this. I know he will appreciate that feedback. Today, the department staff will be recommending that the board adopt a new definition for the wildland-urban interface. While the recommendation definition is comprised of only 21 words, those words will reflect an important policy decision. Establishing the definition of the wildland-urban interface is a critical first step towards the full implementation of Senate Bill 762. The wildland-urban interface is at the core of many of the bill's key protections for communities and Oregonians. A great deal of work went into the development of this definition in a very short amount of time. This effort was time sensitive, as the legislature's direction was to have rules establishing the definition of the wildland-urban interface in place within 100 days of the Senate Bill 762 being signed into law. The final results before you today mirrors the International Wildland Urban Interface Code's definition, and if adopted, would bring Oregon into alignment with its fellow Western states. The fact that we are here today and will meet the legislature's expectation is a testament to the incredible work of everyone who has been involved in the effort. The department appreciates the support of the board members who have engaged with the rules and Rural Advisory Committee since its inception, the contributions of the 26 Rural Advisory Committee members who have committed a great deal of personal time to the goal of building a stronger foundation for Senate Bill 762 implementation, and the members of the public who attended RAC meetings and took the time to provide their feedback and input. While the establishment of a definition for the wildland-urban interface will be a significant success for the department and its partners, the WUI-related rulemaking is far from over. As was mentioned earlier, the WUI definition is just the first milestone in a much larger effort. The considerable input that we have received through the Rules Advisory Committee in the rulemaking process will also serve to inform future rule development work. Rule language currently in development or on the horizon includes defining terms within the WUI definition and establishing criteria and risk areas or risk classes for the statewide wildfire risk map. Before we get into today's decision, I also wanted to recognize Mike Shaw filling in here as the interim fire division chief. And I thought I would give Mike maybe just a couple minutes to share a little bit about himself before he'll turn the rest of the presentation over to Tim. So thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Good afternoon, Chair Kelly, State Forester Hirsch, and members of the board. For the record, my name is Mike Shaw, and I'm currently serving as the interim chief of fire protection for the agency. I know you have really important work to do today, and I don't want to get in the way of that, but did want to take maybe a minute of your time to provide a really brief introduction of myself. I've now worked for the agency for 22 years in both the private forests and the fire protection divisions in both Northwest Oregon and in Eastern Oregon now. Most recently, prior to stepping into this role on Monday, just a couple of days ago, I served as the district forester for the Central Oregon District based out of Prineville, and that's been for the past 6 years. I'm really excited about this opportunity to serve in this role as with the agency. And I look forward to working with and getting to know each of you folks better. So to close, I do want to take the opportunity to congratulate Tim Holschbach for his selection as the Deputy Chief of Policy and Planning. As you know, this is This is one of the positions that came with Senate Bill 762 and is critical to the success of the division. And Tim has been serving in the capacity recently, but was most recently selected to fill the position permanently. So I'm now going to turn it over to Tim, unless there are any questions from anybody. You're up, Tim.
Okay. Thank you, Interim Chief Shaw. Good afternoon, Chair Kelly, State Forester Hirsch, members of the board. For the record, my name is Tim Holschbach, and I serve as the Deputy Chief of Policy and Planning for the Protection Division with the Oregon Department of Forestry. The topic, this topic is a follow-up and a decision item related to the August 24th special Board of Forestry meeting, where the board directed the department to undergo the public hearing process related to rulemaking pertaining to the definition of wildland-urban interface, which was directed through the enrollment of Senate Bill 762. Next slide, please. With this topic, I'll provide a brief overview of the requirements of Senate Bill 762, as State Forester Hirsch captured quite a few of them already. And as it pertains to the definition of the wildland-urban interface, I'll provide a summary of the hearing officer's report in the public comment period, and which is found in attachment 4 of your board packet. And I will close with the decision item for this topic. Next slide, please. Senate Bill 762, the enrollment of that significantly amended Oregon's revised statutes 477.015 through 064. There were several actions the bill directed the Board of Forestry to undertake regarding rulemaking. For this topic, we are focused on the definition of the wildland-urban interface, which was directed to be adopted by rule within 100 days of the effective date of the bill. The effective date of the bill was July 19th, so that puts the 100-day deadline as October 27th. Attachments 1 and 2 in your board packet identifies the rule changes proposed by the department, including the removal of rules no longer supported by statute through those amendments, as well as the proposed definition of the wildland-urban interface. Also related to, but not included in the decision topic today, is the criteria related to the classification of the wildland-urban interface. And as State Forester Hirsch mentioned, this topic will be coming before the board, and it's scheduled for the March Board of Forestry meeting for those for that criteria. Next slide, please. Following the August 24th Special Board of Forestry meeting, the department filed notice of the proposed rulemaking, which is attachment 3 of the board packet, with the Secretary of State and proceeded with the public comment process. 3 public hearings were held virtually, conducted through Zoom, where the department presented an informational briefing regarding the proposed rules and concluded each presentation with the conduction of the public comment portion of the hearing. In total, 28 members of the public joined those 3 hearings, with 5 individuals providing verbal comments. In addition, the department accepted written comment for 30 days and received 46 written comments regarding the rulemaking. Overall, 38 of the total comments were in support of the proposed definition and rule package, 7 were in opposition, and 6 provided information but were undecided. The primary opposition was that the definition proposed was too broad in nature. There were no comments pertaining to the revising of the unsupported rules. Next slide, please. The action item with this topic is as follows. With the completion of the public comment process, the department recommends that the board approves adoption of the revisions to Oregon Administrative Rules Chapters 69, Division 44, as proposed in Attachments 1 and 2 of the board packet. With that, I'll be ready for if there's any questions as well.
Hey, thank you, Tim. I would be remiss in also not congratulating you on your new position. I have witnessed hours of you managing RAC committee meetings, and everything I've seen has been done so well with respect, with intelligence, and with knowledge. So with that, board members, is there anybody with a comment, or is anybody at this point willing to present a motion?
Raise hand.
Carla Chambers.
All right. So, Tim, I think you did a great job, and there was a lot of comment, a lot of feedback, a lot of public participation. Could you give us, we had two motions at the beginning relating to WUI, relating to this definition. Could you talk to us a little more about some of the opposition and give us a little more information in terms of what their concern, what some of those primary concerns were?
I clicked on the, accidentally muted myself. The primary concerns are with the, as most definitions are a little vague. We're working through the process currently of working through the criteria of identifying how those, how the terms, you know, definitions, 20 plus words in this case, but it does set a policy standard. But as we develop the terms of how those terms interrelate to each other, terms like wildland fuels and vegetative fuels, how it relates to meets and intermingles, what structures and human development means. So it's the, as we go through those process in itself, in the proposed definition, the comments received in opposition to the proposed definition were that those comments were vague and being further refined as we move forward. They'll be all defined in the March package that's presented to the board, as well as the how those relate to the statewide risk mapping process as well, which was section 7 of the bill. So those processes are combining together as we move forward, and that will be presented to the board in one package holistically in March.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. What we are looking for specifically here is a motion to approve the adoption of the revisions to OAR 629-044, seen in attachment 2.
This is Brenda McComb. I so move.
Second. Do we have a second? Second. Chandra Ferrari seconds motion. We have a motion and a second, and I'd like all board members to be unmuted, and I will do a roll call on this motion. Carla Chambers.
Aye.
Ben Däumeling.
Aye.
Chandra Ferrari.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
And I am an I as well. With the board reaching consensus, this motion carries. Again, just want to express my appreciation to Tim and to his staff who have really been doing a great job with the work that was to us. They've got lots more work to do. So we will be able to, we are a little bit ahead of schedule, but there's not much wrong with that. Does anybody have any comment before we take a quick break? Hearing nothing, we will take a, let's make it a 15-minute break here. And my clock says 2:19, let's call that 2:20, and let's meet back at 2:35. So we are on break.